I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's Hot Pipes, we'll be taking a listen to a roundup of CDs released in 2017. In years gone by, that would have taken several programmes, but unfortunately 2017 wasn't a good year for releases. One of the highlights, though, was the long-awaited first from David Gray, which made its appearance at the American Theatre Organ Society convention in Tampa. Singing in the Bathtub, one of Gracie Field's hits from the late 1920s, played by David Gray on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the home of Dennis and Margaret Unks in Erie, Pennsylvania. This long-awaited first release from David, entitled Eerily British, After the Organ's Location, features 16 tracks and some 76 minutes of his inspired playing. The selections are, as usual, with theatre pipe releases, a mixture of classical, light and jazz-era music, but fortunately without too much repetition of the well-worn standards. One track that really stands out is the jazz trumpeter John Redmond's Cherry, played in the style of George Wright. Thank you. Cherry from David Gray's first CD offering, Eerily British, which is available for purchase through the Cinema Organ Society and at his concerts. Nicholas Martin also issued a CD in 2017. Light Fantastic, though, is a mixture of previously released tracks recorded on the Wurlitzer in Turner's musical Merry-Go-Round and his Technics FA1. One of the three Turner's tracks is the Rondo alla Turca by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. There are 23 tracks on Light Fantastic by Nicholas Martin, and as the album name suggests, they are all from the classical, opera and light orchestral repertoire. This is one of the 20 Technics tracks, one of the lighter moments on this release, which runs to over 77 minutes. It's Richard Adinsel's iconic theme, Warsaw Concerto, from the 1941 film Dangerous Moments. Thank you. The CD Light Fantastic, and indeed Nick's other current releases, can be obtained from Organ First in Wales, www.organ.co.uk, or from his own website, nickmartin.co.uk. Howard Beaumont usually releases around one electronic organ album annually, but his theatre pipe CDs are less frequent, so I was delighted when he produced his Romantic Pipe CD in 2017. Howard's organ of choice was the Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir, in County Durham, originally from the New Victoria Cinema, Bradford. This is a 1935 tango by Carlos Gardel, Por Una Cabeza, by a head. Thank you. Una Cabeza, one of the 15 tracks on Howard Beaumont's 2017 CD. Another of the selections from this almost 67-minute production is a swing classic from the pen of Glenn Miller arranger Jerry Gray in 1942, Caribbean Clipper. Caribbean Clipper from Howard Beaumont's 2017 CD, Romantic Pipes, which can again be obtained from the Cinema Organ Society, Organ First, or from Howard himself at concerts. My last featured CD today comes from John Mann and the ex-Regal Edmonton Christie, now in Paul Kerner's Organ Palace in Porth, South Wales. The release consists of 15 diverse tracks ranging from medleys of film and show music through light interludes to this novelty by Lionel Monckton, The Messenger Boy, which was the title music of a 1900s stage production. Thank you. The Messenger Boy, a track from John Mann's latest CD, Theatre Organ Magic, which runs to almost 67 minutes. I'm going to close today's music with another from John, a medley of Happy Feet and Tap Your Troubles Away, recorded on the Paul Kerner Organ Palace Christie Unit Organ. As I mentioned at the start of today's show, 2017 wasn't a bountiful year for CD releases, due in part to the general decline in CD sales. Fortunately, some artists are giving their permission to broadcast tracks of concert performances in recognition of a lack of commercial releases. Join me again next week for some selections from CDs from American artists, along with some live concert material which has recently arrived. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.